We'll do a review of Lakutis Sichas in Chelik Yudalad, the Sicha for Bracha, Zeus HaBracha Aleph. This is also for Simchas Torah. In this Sicha, the Rebbe discusses the connection between the Parsha of Zeus HaBracha with Simchas Torah. The Rebbe discusses in this Sicha why Simchas Torah was established, the question in Chassidus. Why is Simchas Torah celebrated on Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, and not on Shavuos? And the Rebbe is going to explain how this question in Chassidus is also a question of Pinigla. And the Rebbe is going to explain in the Biur Hadvarim that the Maila, the Simchas Torah, that it takes place, the Kisium, the end of the Torah, that we are Messiahim on Simchas Torah, that has to do because then the Siyum is through the work, in the effort, the Yigiyah of the individual. And that is when the real Simcha is, while there is also a Simcha on Shavuos and Matan Torah, the entire Torah was in a way included, but yet the real Simcha comes on Simchas Torah. Let's look inside. In Ois Aleph, the Rebbe wants to prove that Zois HaBrocha is read on Simchas Torah, not just merely, we happen to finish the entire Torah, and we're going to start with Shabbos Bereishis after Simchas Torah, and that's why that's the last thing of the Torah to read, so we're going to read V'zois HaBrocha on Simchas Torah. No. The Rebbe says that it's Mashma from the Lashon of the Rambam that V'zois HaBrocha is read on Simchas Torah because it is connected. It's connected to the festival of Shmini Atzeres, and that's why we read it on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. So let's look inside. Aleph. Isa Barambam. So we find in the Rambam, which comes from the Mishnah Gemara, it comes from the Mishnah of the Gemara. It says that Moshe tikkun lahem li Yisrael, that Moshe instituted for the Yidden, Sheyu Koirim Bechol Moyed in Yonik, that on every holiday, in every Yontav, we should read on that holiday the subject matter in the Torah of the holiday. Umahein Koirim. Then it says, what do they read? Details, Umamshich Umoine Hakriyis Shol Kol HaMoyadis. So he numerates, he counts all the different readings of all the Yomim Tovim. And then he concludes, Ubiyom Tev Achrin Shel Chag HaSukkos, on the last day of Sukkos, which would be Shmini Atzeres, is Koidim Kol HaBechor. Then we read Kol HaBechor. And finally, the Rambam concludes, Ule Mochor, the next day, that's Simchas Torah, Koidim V'zoi Sabrocha, we read V'zoi Sabrocha. This language in the Rambam seems that the Rambam details all the kriyas as they relate to the Yom Tov, seems that the V'zoi Sabrocha is related to Simchas Torah. We'll see. Mahataimim likriyas V'zoi Sabrocha B'yom Tov Achrin Shel Chag HaSukkos. So the reasons why we read V'zoi Sabrocha on the last day of Sukkos. So we talk and we find Issa B'machzir Vitri. The Rebbe is going to take issue that that's not the whole thing. In the Machzir Vitri it says, quote, Kidei Limchei Simchas HaToyro Shezochu L'saymo, in order to bring close the joy of the Torah that we merited to conclude the Torah. We went through the entire cycle of the Torah from Bereishis to V'zoi Sabrocha, so we want to make this Simcha that we merited to finish the Torah, L'simchas HaChag, to the joy of the Yom Tov, the Shmini Atzeres. It's a Yom Tov, so we want to make this Simcha together with that. Shekein nichpalo simcha b'mikra b'shmini atzeres, because we find that the Torah twice, it's duplicated the simcha, the idea that on Yontev of Shmini Atzeres, it says two times simcha, b'mikra b'shmini atzeres. And the reason is, l'fisha simcha sachag meruba, because the joy, the simcha of this Yontev of Shmini Atzeres is a lot. So therefore, we wanted to bring the joy of the Simchas HaTorah together to the joy of the great Simcha of Shmini Atzeres. According to this Machzer Vitri, it would almost seem that there is no specific relationship of Vezoyis HaBrocha to Shmini Atzeres in contents, that we're reading it because there is something in Vezoyis HaBrocha that represents the Shmini Atzeres. It's just because they're both simchas, and therefore, so we put them together. But the Rebbe says, no. Avol, but because the Lashon of the Rambam points to the fact that the Zoyis HaBrocha is actually represents something of the Shmini Atzeres, the Yom Tov itself, in the Lashon of the Rambam. Avol mizeh sheberambam ubigamore. From the fact that in the Rambam and in the Gemara, bo halocha zu shebesimchas Torah, this halocha that in Simchas Torah koyrim v'zoyis habrocha, that we read in Zoyis Habrocha, it comes behemshech, it follows, it's a continuation. It starts off lemoy shetikein lahem liyisrael sheyihiyu koyrim b'chol moyed inyonei, that Moshe instituted for the Yidden that on every yontev they should read. This subject matter, that's what the whole halacha is based on. And he follows up with this statement that you read Vezoyis HaBrocha. So it seems like that the Vezoyis HaBrocha is part of the Kriya B'chol Moed, and that is what we read on Shmini Atzeres. Because the Ilu Bascholov Devorov, when the Rambam starts his words about the readings of the Torah of every Shabbos, not the Yomim Tovim, K'shu Mefarid, Seder Kriyas HaTorah Shel Shabbos Hashono, the order of the reading of the Torah of the weekly of the year, and all the weeks as we read them. So the Rambam writes, Maschilim B'Shabbos She'achar Chag HaSukkos. We start the Shabbos that follows, that's after Sukkos, the festival of Sukkos. V'Koyrim B'Seder Bereishis. And then we read in the Chumash Bereishis, in the portion, the first parsha Bereishis and Bereishis, and Bishniya we do Eila Toldos, we do the Noyach over there, and then Husoysim Ve'Omer. Then he closes and says, he doesn't say anything. It says he doesn't say Balzoyis HaBrocha. He says Ad Shegoimrim Es HaToyrah B'Chag HaSukkos, until you finish the Torah on Sukkos. And he doesn't say, he closes and he doesn't say Mibli Lefarit Shegoimrim Es HaToyrah B'Zoyis HaBrocha. Doesn't say that we conclude the Torah with Zoyis HaBrocha B'Yomte V'Achrein Shel Chag. So then it means that we just concluded then, because it happens to be, it ends on the Yod V'Achrein Chag, because we have to start, as the Machzer Vitri says, next Shabbos after Sukkot, we have to start with Bereishis, so Mela we finish over them. So you should say, we finish Zoyis HaBrocha. So it's mashma from there that Shashaychus de Zoyis HaBrocha liYom Tov Achrin Shel Chag Hi, so that the connection is mashma from Zoyis HaBrocha to the last Yom Tov of the festival, the Simchas Torah, Hi Loi Rak Mitzachu Siyim HaTorah. It's not just because it's the end of the Torah, and Metam, as the Machzer Vitri said, Lismich Simcha Lesimcha, to bring close one happy occasion with another one, we finish the Torah, and that's why we bring it over here. But there is no inherent connection. Ella, but rather, Lefi Sheyesh Beparsha Zu Inyan HaMoed. But we have to say that there is in this portion, in Zoyis HaBrocha, there is the subject of the Yom Tov. Basically, in Ois Aleph, the Rebbe argues that Zoyis HaBrocha has something in it of the Yom Tov, of the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres. Not just we happen to finish it, and therefore it's a connection of Simcha with Simcha. And that's mashma so from the Lashon of the Rambam. And now, the rest of the Sicha, till the end, is going to go away to explain an aspect of Simchas Torah, as the Rebbe will explain that the advantage of Simchas Torah over Shavuos is the fact that it's Yegiya, and this aspect is represented in the beginning of Zayis HaBracha, in which we talk about Shavuos, Hashem is Sinai Bo, but eventually to the fact that Le'enei Kol Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Luchas, which brings us to the level of Yegiya and the level of the person, the Baal Tshuva, on his own. That's the Rebbe going to, in the end of the Sicha, bring it back to this aspect, the connection of the Seis HaBracha and the specialty of Shmini Atzeres versus Shavuos. But now the Rebbe is going to discuss the question that Chassidus asks: why was Simchas Torah scheduled on Simchas Torah and not on Shavuos when the Torah was given? And this is a question of Chassidus. And the Rebbe asks that it also has to fit in with Nigla, with the simple meaning. And the simple meaning, what's the question? And Shavuos, the Torah was given, but we haven't finished it. So why would we celebrate on Shavuos? On Shavuos, the Torah was given, but on Simchas Torah, the Torah was completed. So we're rejoicing because of the completion of Torah. Why is Chassidus asking the question, why are we celebrating on Simchas Torah and not on Shavuos? Let's look inside. Ois Beis. V'yuvan b'hagdim biur hakusha. We'll understand this by first introducing to explain the question hamuvaz b'drushi Chassidus that is brought in the drushim, the memorium of Chassidus. And the question that is asked is ma'u ha'shaychus lismoyach simchas Torah b'yom hashmini atzeres. What is the connection to rejoice with the rejoice of the Torah on the eighth day, v'aloi b'shvuas hu zman matan Torah? But isn't Shavuos the time that the Torah was given? V'im kein oz hayo tzorich liyos kviyas simchazu. So then there should have been set the time for this joy, the hayoyim edikagorim, because it's this day that causes. How could we finish the Torah? We can finish it because it was given. Paraphrasing the words of Rabbi Yosef, if lav hayoyim edikagorim, it's this day, it's the day of Matan Torah. Mevuer shom hatirut alzeh. So over there, the answer is explained. That the joy of Simchas Torah is on the second luchas, which were given on Yom Kippur. Umitzad luchas elu, and it's because of these luchas, umashenoyhagim lasis chedva v'simcha b'shmini atzeres, is the custom that we make the happiness, the joy on Shmini Atzeres. Shehu yoyim ha'acharein sha'achar yoyim ha'kippurim kudel lekamon. That is the last day of after Yom Kippur, meaning after when the luchas were given, last day of the Yom Tov, as will be explained later on. So this is the question and the answer the way it's brought down in Chassidus. But the Rebbe says, v'ne yodua dipnimis ha'Torah, the inner part of Torah, which is nishmosa de'oraisa, the soul of Torah, and v'nigla the Torah, and the revealed part of Torah, which is the body, gufa de'oraisa, the body of Torah, einon beis Torahs chas v'shalom. These are not, God forbid, two separate Torahs. Ki'im Torah achas hishlema. It's one whole and complete Torah. B'shemes elu atzmam mechichim. The names itself with which we call it the soul and the body, they prove, umaydim, and they notify, they let us know, Shehein nishmosa, that they are the soul, the pnimius, the inner, the gufa, and the body, nigla revealed, shel etzem echot, of one essence. So there's one essence that has the inside, the soul, and it has the outside, the external, which is the body. U'mizem muvan, so for this we understand, shekol inyan bepnimius ha-Torah, that every matter in the inner part of Torah, who behesem lekemoshu who benigla de Torah, it fits to the way it is in the revealed part of Torah. Val pizet zorich biur, so based on this we need explanation. Al pinigla, based on the revealed mahi hakushya bekvias bekvius simchas Torah b'shmini atzeres. What is the question? Why we set up simchas Torah b'shmini atzeres? The reason for this is clearly articulated in the Shulchan Aruch. It says, quote, Lifi shemesaimim boi ha-Toyra v'royu lismayach b'siyuma. We conclude the Torah, and it is proper, it's fitting to be rejoicing when we conclude. We're not rejoicing here just for the giving of the Torah. We are rejoicing because we concluded the Torah. So why should we why would we be besimcha? Why is Chassidus asking that we should be besimcha and Shavuos? But simply we can say that the question really is, it should have been set up that you finish on Shavuos. So therefore the celebration would be made on Shavuos. V'hinei bepashtus yesh leimar. Simply one can say, she'hakushya, that the question that Chassidus, she'bechassidus, that the Chassid asked the question, Lo maloi hukvo simchas ha-Torah, bizman matn teresen b'chag ha-Shavuos. Why was this simcha for the Torah not set on the time the Torah on chag ha-Shavuos, on Shavuos? Hi ala takona meikora. The question is, why was it to begin with? Why did they institute it in such a way? Madu atiknu meikora. How come from the beginning they instituted La'aschil kriyas ha-Torah b'Shabbos shel achri chag ha-Sukkos, to start reading of the Torah on the Shabbos that follows the festival of Sukkos, u'legoimro, and then to finish it b'simcha, with joy, b'shmini atzeres? So this was the institution. We start after Sukkos, Shabbos Bereishis, and then we finish with joy, b'shmini atzeres. But it would seem that it would have been more fitting to start it off and to conclude it with joy on the festival in which the Torah was given to the Yidden. There, Chassidus answers the answer, that in Yom Kippur, the second luchas were given. Shalzeh nemar, on this, on the second luchas, the pasuk says, "B'yoyim chasunosu izeh matan Torah," that the day of his marriage, which is the day of matan Torah, evident in the Mishnah, as Rebbe notes, and Seif Tainis and Rashi over there, "Behem kiflayim l'tushiyah," as the Shmoyis Rabba and Reish Perek Mubav says, that it's double of the support that we got from the Luchas Shnias, Legabe Luchas Rishonis, relative to the first Luchas, Belochein, Davke Bohem, Uikir HaSimcha. And that's why, specifically with the Luchas Shnias, is the main Simcha. This is the answer to the question. But according to this, it's evident that when we ask, according to this, that when we ask the question, why was Shavuos not set for the day in which the Torah should be completed, is actually asking, we're saying, L'poil Mamish, the Torah was not completed on Shavuos. We're just asking on the setup. It could have been set up that way, but the Rebbe is going to explain in his Gimel, no. That we can actually say that the Torah was completed when it was given as well on Shavuos. And the question of Chassidus is that we could celebrate Shavuos even in the level, the way we complete the Torah on Shavuos. Let's look inside. Gimel. Ulam be'emes yesh leimar, but truth we can say, she'akusha titochin, that this question is possible, gam lifiat takone, also according to the institution, she'goymrim es ha'toyre b'simchas toyre, that even as we have instituted now that we do complete the Torah Simchas Torah, not on Chag HaShavuos and not on Shavuos. And we're not asking, why did we change the Takona? No, now we have the Takona. And still, we have a question. V'afal pikein, and still mistaber loimar, it is logical to say, Shebechag HaShavuos, that in the festival of Shavuos, be Yosei Zman, Matan Torah Seinu, since that is the time that the Torah was given, there should have been said a joy mitzad gemara shel Torah for the completion of Torah. But what kind of completion of Torah is on Shavuos? So the Rebbe says, v'hu al pi mashakosuv Rashi, this is based on what Rashi writes, b'shem azhores harasag, in the name of the Azhoris of Rav Sadia Goen, that it says over there, Rashi brings down Chumash, that Shebaseres Adibrois Klulois Kol HaTaryag Mitzvahs, that in the 10 sayings, Matan Torah includes all the 630 mitzvahs, the Imke. So it turns out that Bizman Matan Torah Vaseres Adibrois, that at the time that the Torah was given and the 10 sayings, Hare Yeshna Kvar, they're already is Gemara Shel Nisinas Kol HaTorah. There is also the completion of giving of the whole Torah, because as it is included, it's not in detail, but it's included, all the 613 mitzvahs are included in the Aseres HaDibros. V'lechoyrah, and it would seem that Yom Gemara Shel Torah Ba'ifun Zeh, a day in which the Torah is completed, the entire Torah, in such a way, Hainu, that is, Shekulo mitchilosu v'atziyumo, that it's in entirety, from the beginning until the end, Klulo b'nissinosu is included in the giving. Royu la'asoy soyim simcha, it's fit to make it into a day of joy. Because there is completion there, there is wholesomeness, inclusion. Ba'adrabe, on the contrary, oifun zeh, this style, this way of completion, is kore v'doimer yoser, it's closer and it's more similar l'ma'ura shemimenu l'meidim, to the happenings from which we learn sha'isim simchazu b'chlal, that we do this simcha. So let's look in the medrash where it all comes from, that when you finish, you make a simcha, and we will see that that simcha has more similarities to the completion as it takes place, as it's included by the Aseres HaDibros. What does it say in the Issa B'Medrash? You find in the Medrash. The Eibishter says, Omer le HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says to Shlomo HaMelech, Shlomo, Chochmo Sha'alto, Loch, you asked for yourself wisdom, Chulu, Chayecho, by your life, I promise, Hashem says, Chochmo V'amada Nosun Loch, the wisdom and the knowledge is given to you, Chulu. Meyad immediately vayikat Shloima, Shloima got up. Vinei chaloim, and he sees the cholim. Says the Medrash of Rabbi Yitzchok, says Rabbi Yitzchok, chaloim hoyo oimed al. Says chaloim hoyo. So he says, vinei chaloim, this was a chaloim hoyo oimed al kanoi. He was standing on his place, and he heard chamoir noyik. He was making the noise of a donkey. He knows what he's saying. Ma noyek. What is it that he's noyek? Tzipor mitzutzi. The birds were sounding, chirping. And he knew what they were chirping over there. He understood their language. Miyad vayova Yerushalayim. So immediately comes to Yerushalayim. Vayamid lifnei Arim bris Hashem. He stands before the order in the covenant of Hashem, Vayal Oilois, and he brings up the oil of Vayas Shlomim, Vayas Mishtel Cholavodim, and he makes a party for all his servants. What is this all about? Omar Abelozor, Mikan she'osim su'udo le'gemara shel Toira. From here we see that you make a meal as he did for the completion of Toira. He completed all of the Toira. So this was all in one shot, all in one included as he got up. This is similar to the Toira included Aseres HaTibris. So av she'hiskalelu zu shel kol ha'Toira v'mitzvah Aseres HaTibris. Although this inclusion of the entire Torah and mitzvahs in the 10 sayings, in the first luchas is in a hidden way. And openly, we only got the 10 sayings. We didn't get the 613 mitzvahs and the Torah. But this that they were given to the Bnei Yisrael, so it has been given to them. Let it be not in a revealed way. So they have received all the Torah mitzvahs. This would be similar to the saying of our sages of blessed memory. In Pirkei Avos, in the end of Perek Hey, that turn in and turn in it. Everything you'll find in the Torah, if you turn and turn, you'll find in the Torah. So unesina zu shel kol haTorah b'matan Torah. So this giving of the Torah, of all of the Torah, matan Torah, daya, it's sufficient lasi simcha b'yom siyuma, to make a joy when we finish it. Bare oisim suda v'simcha b'sima fil maseches b'vad. But don't we even make a meal and a rejoicing and a simcha when we conclude even one mesechta. Here you have the whole Torah given to you. Omekivon shekol hagiluyim v'hamshoches choyzerim v'ne'urim v'nimshochem edeshona b'shona v'chulu. Since all the revelation, all things that extend, go back and are awakened again, and they extend again, they come down again, medeshona b'shona v'chulu, every year and year, hare muvon. So it's understood shebechol chag haShavuos, that in every festival of Shavuos, zman matan Torah seinu, the time that the Torah was given, chayzer mischadish ha'inyan the matan Torah, it's renewed and it starts over again, repeats and starts over again the idea of matan Torah. But according parshas matan Torah v'aseres ha'dibres, but we do read on Shavuos, the section of Matan Torah and the 10 sayings, Gemara Shel Torah, Shemesin is a Torah. That's the completion. The Torah was given and completely done. V'im Kain, and if so, Ozo Yitzorich Li Simcha Le Gemara Shel Torah. Then, on Shavuos, there should have been the joy for the completion of the Torah. The Rebbe explained over here the question, why does Chassidus say that we should make a Simchas Torah on Shavuos, even though on Shavuos the Torah was just given? The Rebbe points out that actually on Shavuos the whole thing was given. There was like a completion. Just like by Shlomo HaMelech, his wisdom came all at once, so everything is in the Torah. When we read Aseres HaDibros, we should make a joy for the Gemara Shel Torah. That's the question that Chassidus asks, why don't we celebrate it on Shavuos Simchas Torah? Ois Dala, the Rebbe will explain the answer of the Chassidus, that a joy, a true joy, cannot be given, cannot be had from something that has been given to you. On Shavuos, the Eibishter gave you the Torah. Yes, it's included. The real joy, Simchas Torah, is when the person studied and worked hard for the Torah. That's when we celebrate Simchas Torah. That's why, that's the answer that Chassidus gives. That's why we celebrate Simchas Torah on Shmini Atzeres. Ois Dalet, Ubiur HaTiruts Bazeh. So, they're explaining the answer in this. HaHefresh HaBin Chag HaShavuos L'Shmini Atzeres. The difference between the festival of Shavuos and the 8th day of Sukkah, Shmini Atzeres, is HaLuchos, the Luchos Atzeres, HaDibres V'Chol HaRomos Behem, which is the 10th saying and everything that's hinted in those luchas harishoinus that were the first ones, hayu ba'ofen shel matana le'bnei Yisrael milamala. They came as a gift to the Bnei Yisrael from above. Mashenkim b'shmina atzeres, as opposed to shmina atzeres, sheboi goyim d'mesa toiro, in which we complete the Torah, haynu shebnei Yisrael loimdim oisa b'meshach kol hashonah. That means that the Bnei Yisrael learn, study, during the entire year, till they are completing, till they complete the entire Torah, which represents avoidas v'yigiyas b'nei Yisrael, the work and the effort of b'nei Yisrael. So with this we understand, shasim chal gamore shel Torah, hidavka b'shmini atzeres v'levichag ha-shavus, that the joy for completing of the Torah is specifically on Shmini Atzeres and not on Shavuos, not on the festival of Shavuos. Simcha Shleima beKabbalas Eizedover, a complete joy when you receive something, Loiti Tochen, cannot really be possible, a complete happiness. It cannot be really happen. Elo Kesheinoi Nama deChisuf, only when it's not shameful bread. Shameful bread means bread you get for free, you didn't work for it. Ubinit in the dan. And then as it applies to our case, Hare Simcha Zu Shayeches Bishmini Atzeres. This joy, it really belongs, it's connected to Shmini Atzeres, Sheboi Goimrim Esat Torah Hanil Medes, in which we conclude the Torah that was studied. Hainu HaTorah HaNiknis, we're talking about the Torah that has been acquired Al Yidei Avoido V'Yigia by working hard and effort. And what about somebody who doesn't know how to learn? But the gam zeshu v'chinas liyoda maik omer, even one who is in a level who doesn't know what he is saying, shagam olov lismeich b'simchas Torah, and he too needs to rejoice. What is he rejoicing about? He ne'af shel liyoda, even though he doesn't know mikom kem k'omer, he's still saying. He's saying liyoda maik omer, doesn't know what he's saying, but he's saying akoponim minimally. U'bezem isbates avidosi, that is how his work expresses itself. So this is Shmini Atzeres, as opposed to when we're talking about Chag HaShavuos, even though that on Shavuos there's also completion of the Torah, and the Lechayre would seem in a more elevated level, for the study of person of the Torah by a person below, is not compared to the revelation of Torah which comes from above Matan Torah. Because yet mikivon shezu bo zebob matona b'liya voida v'yigia, since Matan Torah comes as a gift without work and effort, ein asimcha shleima, the joy isn't complete. Valderech, similar to the rule that we say that adam roitzu bekav shaloi mites kavim shel chaveiro, one wants even one measure, a kav that he's his, that he worked for, the nine kavim that his friend gives him. V'yiseidu mizu, and there's another point in this. K'shamaduvar b'dovar shi'i efshar lei la'odom lahasig b'avidosa, if we're discussing a matter which a person cannot grasp through his work, ki imrak al yidei she'ikabli b'matona, only through being receiving this as a gift, v'aderech hanal b'chokhma shleima, similar to what we mentioned before by the wisdom of Shleima, it had to be given to him as a gift. He couldn't reach that level on his own. Harei kabalosa tigrem lo'i simcha. So then, receiving it, at least it causes him joy, even if it's not such a complete joy as something which he gets grasped through his service. But if it's a matter that you're able to get it through working hard, and he receives it in a way of a shameful bread, without working hard and effort, then his joy is actually mixed in with pain, for not putting the effort and receiving it to his effort. Especially in our case, the Torah was given to us on the festival of Shavuos, Bekavona, it was with the intention she'achar kach yilmadu oiso, so they should study it. V'lochein Ein koivim simcha miyuchedes b'gemara shel Torah zu. That's why we don't set a special joy on this completion of the Torah, on that completion, because it's not really, it's not complete, and it's actually painful a little bit, because the recipient, just receiving it, when you could work on it, is a simcha which is mixed with tzar. This is understood to each one and one. This joy of Torah belongs to everybody. So we have to explain it in such a way that everybody should understand that now is the real simcha. Also participate women and children. And therefore, also the reason why are we rejoicing needs to be understood for everyone and one. Gam le cotton b'yesh, even to very minor. Kigam etzloy miseret es shayla hamal. Because also by the minor, he has the same question of above. Lomo loy kovu simchas toyre b'chag ha-shavuos. Why did they not set up the rejoicing with the Torah on the festival of Shavuos? Shegam hu yoydeya sha'oz zman matan teruseinu. He too knows that that is the time the Torah was given. Why don't we make the joy then? So that's why this we respond to him. And we explain. From this itself, from you yourself. Look at yourself. When you receive the Torah when you're still very young. And the explanation is why we're getting the Torah. Because Torah tziva lonu Moshe. That the Torah that Moshe instructed is an inheritance for the entire community of Jacob. So you get the Torah because and move on, but still it's understood. That as an inheritor, the Torah has been given to you. But you're still too young, you're too small to understand and grasp it. And when you're going to be an adult, you'll understand it, and with good reasoning. So together with the joy, so he has a pain what he does understand now. And it's not complete. So he can understand that on Shavuos, since he hasn't learned it yet, Shavuos we can't celebrate yet. And we have to wait for Simchas Torah once the celebration is based upon the work and the effort that the person did a whole year. Just like himself, he's not satisfied just being Meirasha, but looking forward to the time that he can actually understand and grasp the Torah. Hey, Vihine Biur Hanal. The above-mentioned explanation Masimi Mamavur Bekamedrushe Chasidis Mehanal fits with the explanation in many of the Maimorim of Chasidis that mentioned earlier. Shatam Hakviyu Shel Simchas Torah B'Shemini Atzeres, the reason why Simchas Torah was set up on Shemini Atzeres. Tam Hakviyu Shel Simchas Torah B'Shemini Atzeres, that the reason why Simchas Torah has been set up on Shemini Atzeres, that is because the latter luchas, the second luchas, were given on Yom Kippur. This is also the reason why they instituted shel gemara shel Torah, that the conclusion of the Torah, which is haine gemar limud al Torah al deyodom kinal. So this means when you can learn, finish the Torah. That means, as the Rebbe pointed out earlier, that this is the completion when the person finishes learning the Torah. Tia b'shmini atzeres. Should be in shmini atzeres. Shmini atzeres is the end, and this is the end. The Rebbe explains now more the difference between the luchas harishonis and the shnias in the impact. Klolus ha-hefresh bein luchas harishonis the luchas ha-achronis. The generally difference between the first luchas and the second, hu b'haluchas atzmom, when we look at the luchas itself, there is a difference, that the luchas harishonis, the first luchas, hoyu, ma'ase elikim, goymer, michtav elikim. They were an act of Hashem. Hashem made those luchas, and the writing was also Mikhtav Elokim, Hashem's writing. But the luchas ha'achreinos, the second luchas ha'yurak, they only were Mikhtav Elokim, writing. Psolucho, that was Moshe Rabbeinu made the luchas, but the writing was Mikhtav Elokim. Aval ha'luchas atzman ho'yu ma'isi de Moshe. The luchas himself were the act of the hands of Moshe. So the first luchas, both the writing and the luchas, were Hashem's Elokim, and the second luchas, only the writing was Elokim, but the luchas was Moshe. And that is also the reason for the difference as they impact the Jewish people and they impact the world. With regards to the first luchas, our sages of blessed memory tell us, had the first luchas not been broken, first of all, with regards to Yidden, their Torah would never be forgotten. They would always remember the Torah. With regards to the world, ein kol uma v'loshen sheletes behem. No nation, no language can dominate them. Omnom, however, what happens when the sinosim shel haluchos ha'achronos, when the second luchas were given, nischadish inyan hayigia b'torah, over there was renewed, it came up, this idea, the concept of effort in Torah. So what is the difference? Behind them. The mitzad luchas ha'rishonos, that from the perspective of the first luchas, Mikablim b'nei Yisrael es ha'toyra k'moy shehi nimsheches. The Yidden received the Torah as it extends, milmailo, from above, b'bchinas oir yosher, in a level of a direct light. U'b'hagilui milmailo, and then when we are discussing the revelation from above, so then, yes, harei luchas ha'rishonos heim na'li miluchas ha'achronos. The first luchas are greater on a higher level than the last luchas. Avol ha'yidea luchas ha'achronos, but through the latter luchas nischadish inyan ha'avoyde v'yigi b'toyde b'koyach atzmei. Over there, it come up with the idea of working and effort in Torah with your own strength, not what was given to you, but the effort and the chiddush to come up with an idea, that's a returning light. Specifically through this, drawing down from a higher, greater level in Torah, more than a step which extends on its own. And that's why davke b'simchas Torah. So that's why specifically on Simchas Torah, shu ha'siyim the matan Torah shebiyem ha'kippurim. Simchas Torah is the conclusion of matan Torah v'yem ha'kippurim. Hu iker ha'simcha sha'allah Torah, the main simcha of the Torah is because the avoidah and the yegiyah b'Torah is connected and comes together with the second luchas. In Oiz Vav, the Rebbe is going to say that this also fits with the other explanation in Chassidus, that the reason for Simchas Torah being on Shmini Atzeres, the end of Yom Kippur, Luchas Shniyas, is because the Luchas Shniyas, the Yidden, were on the level of Baal Teshuvah, and the Luchas Rishonis by Shavuos, they were on the level of Tzadikim, and the real Simcha is with the level of Teshuvah, which is also, as the Rebbe will bring out, the same concept that it's your own koyach that you work with, the Gemara Shel Torah, when you put in your own effort, which is also synonymous with the Avodah of the Baal Teshuva. So this, all these biurim fit in together with the concept that the Rebbe is speaking in the Sikha, that the real Simcha Shel Torah is when it comes with your own effort. Vav. Hine bedrushim hanal, in the above mentioned memori, mevur oid biur, over there, is explained another explanation, b'tam ha'kvius shel Simchas Torah b'Shmini Atzeres, why the Simchas Torah has been set up on Shmini Atzeres. And it says, mitzad luchas shniyas, because the second luchas were given on Yom Kippur, which ends on Shmini Atzeres. Luchas ha'rishonos hem keneged b'chinas tzadikim. The first luchas correspond to the level of tzaddikim. The beis nisinosam omdu b'nei Yisrael b'madreges tzaddikim. At the time that they were given, the b'nei Yisrael were standing in the level of tzaddikim. The ksiv, the pasuk says, v'yichan shom Yisrael chulu ki'ish echad. They all stood like one person. So that was a level of unity. Great level of tzaddikim. V'yigdimu nasa l'nishma. They introduced, first they said we'll do before they're even going to listen. Various level stands that we see that the Yidden were in the level of tzaddikim. When they stood by Har Sinai, posko zuhamosum, their zuhamo, the shmutz that was left over from the earlier sins has ceased. And now they were like tzaddikim. Avaluches ha'achroinus, hem keneged b'chines bal tshuvas. That was corresponding to the level of when they received it, the Yidden war the level of Baal Teshuva, because they made a mistake and they sinned with the eagle, and then they got forgiven and they did Teshuva. And the Maamorim explains that the Simcha has been said dafka on the Sinas HaTorah, specifically for the Torah that was given Shoyisu B'Yom HaKippurim. It was that took place in Yom Kippurim lebchinas Baal Teshuva to the level of Baal Teshuva. Ki ikar hasimcha v'yisroino, because the main joy and the advantage of davke mikiruv abo achar arichuk. It is when a closeness that follows after there was a distancing. So v'gam ze oile b'kone echodim ha-mevur lil. This goes up also in the same line as we explained earlier. We said earlier, the Simchas Torah, hu davke mitzad gemore shel Torah, that the Simchas Torah is when we complete the Torah b'oifun shel limud v'yigia, in a way that we study and we put effort. V'lo yal yidei matona milmaila, not through a gift from above, which is the idea of the Baal Teshuva. And the Rebbe says, "Bahagdim biur hafresh bein tzaddik lebal tshuva," by introducing first, explaining the difference between a tzaddik and a bal tshuva, shehem b'shubishtayim, which is on two levels. Number one, aleph b'avoydus ha'odom be'atzmei v'im atzmei, in the service of the person by himself and with himself, and beis, and number two, be'pulos avoydos be'olam, in the impact of the service in the world. So, first, in the service with himself, number one, aleph. Avoidas hatzadiki, the service of the tzadik is kimoshe lekim osos odom yosher. That's as Hashem made the person straight, going in a straight way to begin with. Avoidas zu himitzativa. This service is the nature of the person, ki yehudi, because a Jew ain't a yochil betivoy. Lies nifrad melakus, cannot naturally be separated from godliness. But tzaddik she'ein boy shlitas behelem al yidei hayetzer, and a tzaddik who does not have the dominance or does not have the obstacles, the blockages, the obscurity that takes place from the yetzer, that's a tzaddik. Avedosi mitzativa, he serves Hashem because of his nature. This is his nature, that he wants to be connected with Hashem, and also because of the oath that they administer when a person is born from above, we say to tzaddik, that's why he does things in a straight and he's righteous, he does things the right way to begin with. As opposed to a bal tshuva shechota upogam, who has sinned, his blemish, and he has transgressed the way. He's gone on the wrong way. So how does the change, how does the do teshuva? He's not following in the way that Hashem created him to go straight, but it's, it takes place, the person decides himself. It's the Baal Teshuva himself. And likewise, the way his main service in the Torah mitzvahs, he be ikar bekoyach atzme, it's mostly with his own powers, bechela sagya, with a lot of force. That is the force, that's from within him. It's not Hashem's power that Hashem created him. He goes in a direct way. It's a inner, his own struggle, the chelo sagi that the Baal Tshuva has. So that's as far as the person in his avoda. And Baal Derech Zeh, number two, and similarly is bipulas avodosim ba'olam in the impact of their service in the world. Kishem shavidosei shalat tzadik ba'atzmei. Just as the work of the tzaddik by himself, he is with this, that he reveals the powers that were given to him from Hashem, potentially to actuality. This neshama, the shvua, whatever Hashem has given him, he takes it and he reveals it, that he follows in that path. Likewise, is in the dwelling place that he makes for Hashem blessed, for him blessed in the lower world, shehinasis al yidei shemevarer divrei rishus, that it becomes, it happens through sorting out the optional matters hashayochim bekoich al koponim lekedusha, who potentially belong to kedusha, so we can transform them. Benimtzo, it turns out shasiyas adira ba'avidosei, that when he makes a dwelling place through his service, so it's not in a situation that there is any real novelty, but all what he does, he brings it out and he takes it out from its potential to the actuality. He reveals the godliness, the dira that is to Hashem in the divra rishus that have a connection to kedusha. And therefore, Einza Shoyla Legamri, this does not totally negate, as Hanahamo de Chesufa Shebepulosi, the shameful bread in his work, this Ma'achar, in other words, it's still shameful, he's not really accomplishing that much to change anything around, Ma'achar Sheyisoid Avedosoi Hu Matona Milmailo, because the basis for his service is a gift from above. Hakoicha Shenitin Lo Milmailo, first the strength, the powers that were given to him from above, mashbi'in ha'isachulu, v'al derech zeh begila adir v'tachtoinim. Similarly, and also what he reveals in the dvir v'tachtoinim is by revealing what's in already in the world. Mashein kebal tshuva, but as opposed to bal tshuva, shuv mevarer u'mayle, he sorts out and he elevates gam hazdoinus. Also the sins, achin ha'pchul zochus, until he turns them into merits, so that means that his impact is also bedvorim hamenagdim lelakus, in matters that oppose godliness. Gimel klipos hatmeis, and he does lasoisim zechuyus, he makes them into merits, which is kelim lelakus, vessels, vehicles to the presence, to the to Hashem. Hare avoda zu einoi ba'oifim shel gilu makoich al apoil. It's not, that service is not revealing just from the potential to the actuality. This is a renewed, this is something new. Because he took the gimel klipas hatmeis and made him into zechuyos. V'nimtzo, so it turns out, shedavka avodas habaal tshuva, that specifically the service of baal tshuva, mushleles legamri, is totally removed min nahama dechesufa, from any shameful bread. Bihiyos, Shehein Avedose in Ma'atzme, since whether it's his service with himself, Behein Avedose Basiria Sadira Lo Yizborech, and his service in making for Hashem blessed Eidira, Haribukoyach Atzma Bechele Yatir. So it's still with his own force, with more force. Ad Shemahapich Merah Mamesh Letoivik Dusha, to the extent that it turns it from Ra, from evil, and makes it into good and Kedusha. So Baal Pize Yuvon. So based on this, we understand the Beis Habiurim, Nekuda Achas Meshutefes Bishneim. That both of these explanation, the explanation that it has to do, as we're learning now, with Baal Tshuva and Tzadikim, and the Gemara that's made in the set up for the Avoda of Baal Tshuva. The fact that Ashvini Atzeres, that we conclude the Torah, there is a common point by both of them. The advantage of the service of man with his strengthen his effort. That is the point, the reason, the first explanation. The wholesome of simcha is b'gemara shel Torah, when you finish Torah. Hirak b'yom tov'achon shel chag simchas Torah, because that when you finish the Torah b'kochas atzmai and the effort v'nekudas, and that is also the point or yisoid of the basis b'biur habeis in the second explanation. Shasimcha the simchas Torah, that the rejoicing of simchas Torah. Is because of the second luchas which were given about to Balei Tshuva, which work with their own effort, representing the yegia of the person. In Oy Zayin, the Rebbe is going to conclude the connection of this idea that the avoda bekoyach atzmoi is the nekuda of Simchas Torah. And that's why the Simchas Torah is in Shemini Atzeres, and that's why it also connects to the parshas of Vzeis HaBrocha, because in the Vzeis HaBrocha we also get that point that in the end the ultimate goal is the Avoda B'Koyach Atzmai, which brings about a much higher level. Let's look inside. Zayin. Api kol hanal muvenes hashaychus dezois habrocha leinyan hamoyed. Based on the above, we understand the connection of zeis habrocha to the festivals, as all the other Torah portions which we read during the moyed, the Shmini Atzeres to the Yom Tov Shmini Atzeres. In the beginning of the portion of Brocha, we talk about the first Luchas Havayim, Sinai Bo Goymer. Hashem came from Sinai, which is the first Luchas. About that, the Pasuk says the Torah, Tziva Lonu Moshe, Merosha Kilas Yaakov, that the Torah that Moshe instructed us is an inheritance for the entire community of Yaakov, Merosha. Loshen Yerusha Merosha comes from the language inheritance, Hainu, that is, Shenitna, Uba B'Yerusha was given, and it comes an inheritance. B'derech Mimele, automatically, V'lo Yal Yidei Avoido V'Yigia, not through work and effort. V'asi Yum the Parsha V'Zei Sabroche, and the end of the Parsha V'Zei Sabroche. So it starts with Sinai, but the end is Chitum. Everything goes after the end. So the end of is Hu Le'ene Kol Yisrael. What he did for all the, what is that referring to? As Rashi explains, Shekoi Al Shviras Aluchas. This refers to the breaking of the Luchas. Shenisoi Liboy Lishboy Aluchas Le'eneim. That his heart, Moshe Rabbeinu's heart, carried him to break the luchas from their eyes. And Hashem agreed. Hashem's view was in agreement with the view and the opinion of Moshe Rabbeinu Shenemar, because the pasuk says Asher Shibarto, that you have broken Yasher Koyach Shibarto. That means that Hashem is saying thank you, Yasher Koyach, for breaking. In this, Hashem is thanking for breaking, is hinted the advantage of the latter luchas, legabe luchas arishoinos, relative to the first luchas. Hashem is thanking him for shibarta. That means that there's something more significant that is coming out through this breaking of the luchas. Davke. Because specifically through the fact that his heart carried him to break the luchas, they call Yisrael in front of all Yisrael, po al bechol Yisrael, so impacted on all Yisrael. Gam be'elu shelochotu be'egel. Also in those that have not seen the egel, he impacted avodas hatshuva, the service of teshuva, which means it was Kol Yisrael. The Pasuk says that this was something which not only the ones that sinned, Balei Tshuva in Pashtus, But in this case, even those who didn't sin, that they also should get the level of tshuva, which means avoida b'koyach atzmei, that they should also serve with their own, from their own, not only with what's been given to them, just like the Baal Tshuva has to do with his own. When their repentance, their return has been accepted fully, then Hashem gave them the second luchas. That he showed in front to everyone, it's for everybody to see. Shehu yizborech kibel tshuvosom, that he blessed accepted their repentance. And Hashem appeased himself for the Yidden b'simcha b'leiv shalom, with joy and with a complete heart. And he gave them the second luchas, which means that also in Torah there should be this service, the work and effort. To study the Torah with your own power, not only with what you've been given from Hashem. When we come to Shmini Atzeres, la'acher zayin yemei hasukis, after the 7 days of Sukkis, hazman, the time shekol haham shochis, niklotis bipnimis, that all extensions that were drawn down are absorbed in an inner. It's the idea of by Shmini Atzeres. Atzeres is explained in Chassidus. Begam b'chinas ha'toyre shenitno b'luchis shniyes. And also the level of the Torah that were given in this second luchas, which means that the avoyde b'koyach atzma was given. Zarei oz bo ha'simcha mitis vashleimo. Then comes the true and wholesome joy in the study of the person with his own strength. And therefore, after we conclude the Torah in front of all Yisrael, so immediately we start reading that in the beginning Hashem created Shemayim Vesoretz. Because when a person's work by studying Torah with his own effort, similar to this, the service about tshuva, which is with his own power, it's like a new breaking from gimel klipas atmeis into kedusha. Then you actually become a partner for Hashem in the act of creation. Because you're adding, and you are giving, influencing, you are being mashpia, so to speak, of yochel, in the acts of creation. Then it's a real partner, kishutvus bishlei muso, a complete, a wholesome partnership, he's ksheshneim shutvim shovim legabrim, when they're both totally equal partners. V'lachem, hatzadik shavidosu hirak legalis makoyech elapoyel, a tzaddik whose service is only to reveal from potential to the actuality, in heina koich shaloi, his own powers, he's just revealing what the Eibishter gave him, the shvua, behein badir shayisu ba'ilum, and also in the dwelling place he makes in the world, he reveals that's what's in the world already, those that are potentially shaykhus to kedusha, eina shutvas b'shlei musa, then it's not really a complete shutvas, shara kodesh baruch hu, Boirum have mayayin, the Eibishter creates and brings into being from nothing. But when he serves with his own strength, habal tshuva shavidosi his chachus mamish babriya, and the bal tshuva whose service is mamish renewed in the creation from klippas to kedusha, kinala said earlier, to the extent that he makes from something which is the opposite, negative, he makes it dovah darotzu, a desired matter, ma'olam d'loy hanyin leila kodesh baruch hu, from a world that is not enjoyed, not beneficial to kodesh baruch hu, oisa olam d'hanyin le, he makes a world that Hashem has hanoe. That's why he becomes. We're reading Bereishis now because now he's also creating. He's similar to his creator. Shutav b'shleimus l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He is a partner fully with Hashem. Uboyde shomayim v'oretz chadoshim, and he creates the heavens and the earth, new ones. Shenirgash b'hem, that you feel in them. Shavaye l'kei Yisrael melech, that Hashem, the God of Israel, is the king. U'machuse b'kol masholo, and his kingdom dominates everything. U'mesayin la'odom l'malish l'chuse b'avidosu b'ilom, and we support the person to fulfill his mission and his service in the world. This is Mesichas Yom Simchas Torah in Tafshin Lamed Gimel.